All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're tackling something that can send shivers down even the bravest spines. Public speaking. Ever felt like you're about to take the stage at a packed stadium and your brain just decides to go on vacation? You know that feeling when your heart starts hammering in your chest, your palms get sweaty, and your voice cracks mid-sentence? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our nerves. Stoicism, my friends, is here to the rescue. Now, I'm not talking about turning into a stone statue up there. Stoicism is more about mastering our inner game, controlling our reactions, and channeling that nervous energy into pure, unadulterated awesomeness. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that will have you conquering those presentation jitters and owning the stage with confidence. First off, preparation is your best friend. This isn't just about knowing your material inside out, it's about practicing, rehearsing, and visualizing success. Picture yourself delivering a powerful speech, connecting with your audience, and leaving them wanting more. The more you rehearse, the less room there is for those pesky doubts to creep in. Think of it like an athlete training for a big game. They don't just show up hoping for the best, right? They put in the work. Second, focus on your message, not the audience. It's easy to get caught up in the idea of everyone judging you, but remember, you're there to share something valuable. Focus on delivering your message with clarity, passion, and authenticity. When you're genuinely excited about what you have to say, it shines through, and your audience will be captivated. Think of a TED talk you love. Chances are the speaker was so passionate about their topic that they forgot all about being nervous. Third, embrace imperfection. You're human, not a robot. It's okay to stumble over a word or two, take a sip of water, or even pause for a moment to collect your thoughts. The audience isn't expecting perfection, they expect authenticity. In fact, a little vulnerability can make you more relatable and connect you with your audience on a deeper level. Next up, use those nerves to your advantage. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, channel that nervous energy into enthusiasm. Take deep breaths, get your blood pumping, and use that adrenaline rush to deliver a powerful performance. Remember, a little bit of nervousness can actually make you more engaging and memorable. Think about the most charismatic speakers, you know chances are they've got a healthy dose of energy and passion. Finally, end with a bang. A strong conclusion is crucial for leaving a lasting impression. Summarize your key points, reinforce your message, and leave your audience feeling inspired or motivated to take action. Think of it as the final chord in a powerful song, it brings everything together and leaves them wanting more. Now, let's talk about how this plays out in real life. Imagine you're presenting a new project at work. Your stomach is doing flips, your palms are sweating, and you can practically hear everyone's judging eyes on you. But wait. Remember what we just talked about. First, you've been prepping like crazy, knowing your material inside out, practicing your delivery, even visualizing success. Second, you're focused on the project itself, not on how you look or sound. You're passionate about sharing this new idea and helping your team succeed. Third, you accept that it's okay if you stumble a bit, everyone does. Fourth, you channel that nervous energy into enthusiasm, delivering your presentation with confidence and passion. And finally, you end with a powerful call to action, leaving your colleagues inspired and ready to jump on board. See? Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about mastering them and using them to our advantage. So remember, folks, next time you find yourself facing a public speaking challenge, take a deep breath, channel that inner Stoic, and own the stage. You've got this. Remember these key takeaways: preparation, focus, embrace imperfection, use your nerves as fuel, and end with a bang. Now go out there and conquer those presentations. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode with me. What are your biggest public speaking challenges? How do you deal with those pre-presentation jitters? Let me know in the comments. And remember, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it every single day. Until next time, cheers.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.